Yes, it is The Critic with David Ayler, the DA of Charleston Law. He is everywhere. How are you doing this week?
I'm doing well. Nice to see this good weather, huh?
Yes, it is. And it is one of my favorite times of the year as we head into the NCAA basketball tournament. And so far, I think we only have Wofford from the state of South Carolina who have a good program. They are going. Unfortunately, College of Charleston, CSU, Citadel, they are not going.
Yeah, that College of Charleston loss hurt the other night. Yeah, Wofford, what a great program. Broke into the top 25 this year. I am from Spartanburg, not smart enough to go to Wofford, nor did my parents have the money for that tuition. But, you know, good for them.
Yeah, so go Terriers. And it brings me to this, though. We know people are going to be filling out their brackets. I do it. I'm sure you do it every year. What exactly is the state of sports betting in this country? Is basically everything legal now?
It could be legal. It's sort of, I guess the best equivalent I can probably think of for our listeners would be medicinal marijuana and or recreational. It is now up to your state. The difference between that and marijuana is the feds still find marijuana to be illegal, and the states have sort of gone against that, where we now know that from the federal decisions, sports betting can be legal in your state, but it is not legal in this state. So I've represented people regarding things like Super Bowl squares that have them at bars and restaurants and things like that, still considered gambling, and so are any brackets you have that are internally. Now, that being said, is there a lot of enforcement? Is there a lot of sled agents going around busting, you know, neighborhood brackets? I would venture to say no.
Yeah.
But it's still illegal, so be careful and, you know, make it more fun wagers is what I always tell people.
Well, we'll keep people posted on sports betting, and you brought up medical marijuana. We'll do that another time because very interesting things happening in the state of South Carolina with that.
That's true. They've got a bill out there that's controversial on both sides of the aisle, and we'll see where it goes this year, whether it makes it through or there'll be some more changes to it. But things are moving, you know, in that direction, of course, across the country. What point will be there in South Carolina? I can't predict that, but I would be surprised if it does pass this year. And your card from your other state, it's not valid here.
See, he knows all. He is everywhere. He is David Ayler, A-Y-L-O-R, the DA of Charleston Law. Criminal, civil, personal injury, auto accidents, medical malpractice. DavidAyler.com, 843-310-4900. Initial consultations are 100% free and confidential. Downtown on Broad Street, North Charleston on Leeds Avenue. I was in North Charleston this past weekend for the Park Circle St. Patrick's Day Parade, which was awesome once again. What a great job they do.
They do every year. Some great events this past weekend. We've got a few more for St. Patty's coming up this weekend. We've got one over at Pier 22 on Sullivan's Island. They're having a day party for St. Patrick's Day over there. Sullivan's Island used to have quite the big parties, as you remember. They kind of cut down on those. But they still have a good time out there at Pier 22. We've also got Oysters on the Point at the Charleston Harbor on Saturday as well. Weather looks good for that. And then on Sunday, there's a St. Patrick's Day block party. They're doing pretty cool, real close to where I live over at Container Bar and Rutledge Cab. So if you can come out to that Sunday, should be a good time Sunday afternoon, as well as another St. Patty's Day party right there at Triangle in West Ashley, Avondale area.
And Riders Law Group, we're getting ready to start our events.
Yeah, this month it's going to be great. We'll have our first one here the last Wednesday of the month, and then from there we'll keep on rolling through the rest of the year up until it gets a little too hot.
All right, DA, well, wink, wink, don't fill out those brackets.
Yes, or do it for fun.
Yeah. He is the DA of Charleston Law, David Ayler, A-Y-L-O-R, since 2007. Thank you very much for coming in, and we'll definitely talk to you as we go forward here with college basketball and everything happening in Charleston.
Thanks for having me. Y'all have a great rest of the week, and enjoy your weekend.
David Ayler with the Sound of Charleston, 105.5 The Bridge.